T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Man, we got a lot happening, an awful lot happening in Philadelphia sports. Ben Simmons, he is back. Now, what that means, we'll discuss it. Obviously, the Eagles 2 days removed from the win in Carolina. That is certainly still on the table, as is the impending game against Tom Brady. Or the pending game. Is it pending? Pending game against Tom Brady in 2 days. NHL season starts tonight. Flyer season starts tomorrow. We'll be all over all of it with you today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know, Mary Had a Little Lamb, the rhyme, was actually based on a real person, Mary. She had a little lamb.
I would
and
assume
her
so.
Name was Mary Elizabeth Sawyer.
Oh, look at that.
Born in 1806 in Sterling, Massachusetts. She had this little lamb that was sickly, and they didn't know what to do with it. Her parents let her keep it and, like, nurse it back to health, and then it followed her to school and went everywhere with her, became her little best friend.
That's a cool fact.
And then it got gored to death by a steer on the family farm when it was 4.
Well, that is a sad ending. I mean,
it is a sad ending.
I did figure the lamb died because it was 200 years ago.
But it had its own little lambs. It had 3 little baby lambs and then got gored to death.
So maybe Mary's lamb still has descendants to this day.
Possibly.
Roaming the earth.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it here. We'll get to the Eagles, the whole deal. But let's start with the Sixers and Ben Simmons. Look, I can't stand Ben Simmons. I detest the guy, right? He's back! Woohoo! I detest everything he stands for. I detest everything he represents as a Sixer, as a pampered, spoiled, out-of-touch, multimillionaire athlete. I loathe the guy. I don't want him to be a Sixer. But, John, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell James, I'm going to tell everyone today at 215-592-9494. Despite all that, make no mistake about the fact that it is very good news that he has reported to the 76ers. It is a step in the right direction.
Are you joking?
And John, you and I touched on this yesterday briefly.
I couldn't tell if you were being serious.
I'm being 100% serious.
You think it's good?
It's absolutely good news that he's back with the Sixers. John,
this is impossible for you to talk your way. It
opens up. I mean, I'll listen to you, and believe me,
you'll listen to me. No, I'll listen to you.
Okay.
Try to explain why this guy being here is good.
Here's why. In a nutshell, I'll give you 3 or 4 main reasons. First off, the Sixers will be better with him than without him.
Oh, really?
Without making a trade. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
In the playoffs? Are they better with Ben Simmons in the playoffs?
Well, yeah. They're a better team.
No, they're not better. They are not better with Ben Simmons on this team in the playoffs. Ben Simmons is the reason we nosedive in the postseason. I don't want him.
He's the reason they lost. They don't get –
He's the reason they've lost repeatedly because he can't do what he's supposed to do as a point guard in the NBA.
And you think Tyrese –
So you want him back?
And you think Tyrese Maxey and Jake Miller –
gives us a better chance than Ben does.
No, they don't.
In the postseason.
No, they don't.
In the postseason, really?
So when Tyrese – so, John –
Do you remember who Ben got replaced with in the postseason?
Yeah, I do.
3 years ago?
Well,
T.J. McConnell.
For one game.
T.J. McConnell is better than Ben in the postseason.
No, he's not, John.
Then why did he play over
like
Ben?
You sound like a fool.
Why did he play?
So did Ben. He started at point guard, T.J. McConnell did.
T.J. McConnell
ben
started,
played,
and he played more because he was better for our team in the postseason.
That's not accurate.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not accurate.
Oh, okay. So you can amend history to suit your needs here.
You think
T.J. McConnell?
I want to make sure I'm
T.J. McConnell was a better player in the postseason for the Sixers.
That's not accurate. It's
than
not,
Ben
that's
Simmons.
That's not true.
That's why he started. That's why they needed him to do what a point guard does in the postseason.
Yeah, they wanted a point guard. I agree with that. They wanted a guy to be a facilitator guy. It doesn't mean he's a better player in the postseason than Ben Simmons.
Okay.
I mean, John, you're talking about
what do we need? No, right. Joe, you are trying to make me accept Ben Simmons as an important part of this team. Yeah, sure. He'll knock himself out in the regular season again and do great things right up until they pick the All-Star team. And then things will slowly start fading away. We'll see his interest wane. We'll see his attention to detail and intensity wane. And then the playoffs will come. And once again, he will be too afraid to do what we all know he should. He will be caught up in his own little world
that
he will not have worked to improve his game. And I'm positive this offseason he did less to improve his game than in previous offseasons because of all the hubbub and distraction going on.
So, John, do you remember?
So Ben Simmons will be worse for our team than he has been in previous postseasons. I wouldn't touch him with a million foot pole. Mm-hmm. We don't need him here. He will make us worse. I would rather have the group that's going to play in the postseason and that actually gives you a chance to win in the postseason in the half-court set. I'd rather have them get better together during the regular season as the Sixers' core than have this imposter, this prima donna.
Oh, he is.
Coming in.
I agree with
strutting
that.
Around only because he wants money. Only because he wants money. We've already made so many mistakes with this guy. Please don't continue to make them. I would rather
John.
Punish him and have him sit and lose money every day.
I was intrigued by that also, and I've talked about that a lot. But you remember that thing in our show with like 5 minutes ago when you said you were going to listen? You wanted to hear me? All right. So
yeah, my bad.
Let's put the listening cap
on. I forgot.
All right.
Got a little fired up. This is unbelievable, man.
I know you did. And I respect it because I know where you're coming from. John, I can't stand the guy either. Believe me. On that front, I'm right there with you. But reason two, and I was just going in sequential order here, reason two is really reason one. Reason two is because his trade value will go up. See, guys, that's the thing.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. And I want everyone to, guys, for everyone that's thinking the way John is.
It can't go down.
And I understand why a lot of people are going to be thinking the way John is, because you can't stand the guy. Listen, guys, let me be really clear. It makes me sick, and I mean really nauseated, that there is a very strong likelihood that Ben Simmons will take the floor again as a Sixer. He will put a uniform on that says Philadelphia or says Sixers or 76ers, whatever the heck the uniform is going to say. Like, that is appalling to me. It's appalling to me that this guy, for however long he is a Sixer, is going to be making, you know, hundreds of thousands for a game. He's going to make $30 million for the season. Like, I find that's I detest all of that. But make no mistake, Ben Simmons being back gives the Sixers greater leverage to trade him, which is the ultimate goal, which I do want to see happen, and which I still believe will happen. So I strongly encourage everyone, even though it's going to be sickening to watch the guy play, and even though you want your pound of flesh like John, and I hear you, embrace the fact that it actually improves the Sixers team in the short term, because they're better with him than without him, with no replacement for him in a trade. And two, it improves their leverage to make the trade. I believe to my core.
Yeah, you think that Ben, who's terrified to even set foot here, who showed up last night while the team was playing because he knew no one would be around. Hey, I'm trying to get in the facility. Please, someone let me in. Knowing no one would be around. Why can't we, you know, why is it locked? Why can't I get in? Ben, you think that this guy, with all of his emotional issues and the distraction that's going on and the hatred that we will spew, and we will spew hatred.
And I look forward to that.
Every single day. You really think this guy, who it's too much to ask for him to simply shoot a basketball.
I know.
He crumbles under that pressure to shoot.
I know.
In basketball.
I know.
You think this guy is equipped to deal with this onslaught from us? I am positive he's not, and I want to make it hurt. I personally am relishing the idea that Ben Simmons is going to be in living hell. He will be living in misery
and major distraction.
Yeah.
Which I believe will take away from his ability to be a viable player. Like, you really think he's going to increase his trade value? This guy has zero. He has a negative figure for mental toughness. There's no way this guy comes in and does himself justice and makes himself look better. I firmly believe that this guy is a wreck, and we will make him worse. And
well,
that's not a good thing.
Look, I look forward to booing him. He deserves it. He deserves to get booed constantly.
Oh, and it's not going to stop.
I don't disagree, John. I mean, I look.
There's no end.
I look for. Right, let's go to the phones.
We all know he doesn't want to be here. All know he doesn't like us.
Yeah, it's a simple question. Are you glad that Ben Simmons is back? Even if it makes you sick, do you think it's a good thing that he's back? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Rob in Abington kicks us off this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Hey,
no,
Rob.
I don't think it's a good idea for Ben Simmons to be back. I've been consistent about this for a couple of years. The problem I have with you, Joe, as much of a stat guy you are, how you don't remember that TJ's numbers, that game you're talking about, were better than Ben Simmons. If I'm not mistaken, I think he even put up a triple-double in the playoffs. Ben Simmons,
well, I don't believe that's accurate. It was game.
He was better for our team. We needed him to do what a point guard does,
so we couldn't play Ben. But Rob, I got to have you hold on for a second, because now I'm getting ticked off that John keeps throwing this narrative out there. Ben Simmons was not replaced as a starter. Ben Simmons was moved to a different position in the starting lineup. Ben Simmons still played a lot of minutes. Let's not act.
Don't you think that was to comfort him, Joe?
It was to run the offense more efficiently and try to utilize Ben Simmons' skills in a different way. That's what happened.
So did Ben Simmons want to play point guard?
Of course he wanted to play point guard.
And he didn't.
Correct.
Because he can't. We knew it back then.
And now we're saying,
has he improved now?
No, I don't like
where he can.
No,
play?
What I objected to, Rob, and will continue to object to, is the narrative that John initially was talking about, that somehow T.J. McConnell is a better playoff player than Ben Simmons.
Okay.
That's nonsense.
And I'm going to try to get you to understand why John is saying this. You, my friend, are stuck on the word potential. You're stuck on it, and you don't realize you're stuck on potential. When Ben Simmons' potential should have dropped every year like his numbers do, people still stay thinking that his potential has a high ceiling.
I agree with you on that.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
He's giving you exactly what he is.
No, Rob. That point's a great point. And I got to take Stephen A. to task on something here. Stephen A. said a week ago, and this drove me nuts. Stephen A. said Ben Simmons is a jump shot away from being LeBron James. Stephen A., who I love, I'm a fan of him. And I've met him, and I like him. He's been a nice guy to me. I think he's a good dude. But he's flat-out wrong.
I work with him every day.
Yeah, he's a really fun, interesting
guy.
But he's flat-out wrong when he says that. Ben's not just lacking a jump shot. He's lacking heart.
Oh. See, You can't.
It's not just a jump shot. He lacks the heart to have the desire to be willing to try and fail and try and succeed and
The heart, the psyche, the soul, the makeup, the everything.
Exactly. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you like Ben being back or not? Big picture, good for the Sixers or not? That, we'll get to the Eagles. Flyers start tomorrow night. NHL starts tonight. A lot on the table. We'll do it all here with you on a busy, busy Tuesday. And by the way, the Eagles play in two nights. Jody Cameron, John Rich.
That is unbelievable.
That is.
It's going to be on us quickly.
Are you kidding me? 2 days, they play in like, I don't know, 50-something hours.
That's crazy.
Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.